It is an end. And by the way, we'll try to get back to your calls on the Trump thing. I guess we had a texter say that I sounded too giddy. It is a big story. So if I sound energized over the fact that it's a big story, it's because of that. And if you think that's not being objective, then maybe it is. I don't know. But what we're witnessing, something changing subjects for a moment, and we will get back to your calls. An encouraging union of Republicans and Democrats coming to the defense of the Great Lakes. Joining forces and saying forcefully to Canada, look, we don't want nuclear waste stored in the Great Lakes Basin. This comes as our Canadian neighbors weigh a proposal to permanently store nuclear waste at one of two facilities, one of them less than 40 miles from Lake Huron. Among those who have signed a very direct letter to the President of the United States is at the other end of our line, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell from Ann Arbor, and we welcome you in. How are you doing?
Guy, it is a good Monday to talk to you. I'm doing okay, and this is the subject I'm passionate about.
I know you are, and apparently so are a number of your colleagues. This is kind of a bipartisan full-court press. Are you aiming this at Prime Minister Trudeau, President Biden, or both?
Both. I'm actually going to be going to the White House in about an hour, and it is my intention to say it directly to the president. As you know, I'm also co-chair of the Great Lakes Task Force in the Congress. When President Trudeau has come to this country the last few times, I have met with him, and I think my favorite article was one in the Washington Post that said that the president had a perfectly scripted visit. Everything went just right until he met Debbie Dingell. I brought it up with him when he was there that we don't want nuclear waste stored in our Great Lakes. We're reinforcing it, and I think it's very important that the president raise it with President Trudeau when he goes to Canada.
So to some folks listening, 40 miles may seem distant. It's going to be contained in a vessel, which will then be contained in a geologic tunnel deep underground. So where does your concern lie? In the transport of this material to the facility or the facility itself? Where does the threat lie?
So how many times have we seen people say it's going to be safe storage or something has seeped? The Great Lakes waterway is all connected. Anybody who's, I grew up on the St. Clair River, which is very close to, by the way, they want to bury this. There's a current. The waters all flow into each other. We are 20% of the fresh water in the world. Do we really want to bury something in that system that if it were to leak or escape would poison 20% of the fresh water in the world? I don't think we do. And I think we need to be having broader discussions, period, not only of this nuclear waste, which is between two countries, but about where we're storing hazardous waste, et cetera. Should it be in populated areas? Should we have an injection well in Romulus that is near tributaries that feed into the Great Lakes? I think our job is to protect the Great Lakes.
I agree.
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel as strongly as I do about a number of issues right now.
But our good friends in Canada, because it's on their, surface area, would be even more deeply affected. They would be responsible for any cleanup if it happened into the facility. I mean, do they not share our level of concern about the Great Lakes? Because they would certainly share in the fallout if there was a calamity.
So it depends who you're talking to. I've talked to a great number of people who do share our concern. We do have a problem. Nobody wants nuclear waste. Nobody wants hazardous waste in their backyard. But we need to be finding places that aren't that close in proximity to freshwater supplies or to populated areas. And I've in recent months have spoken at a couple of meetings in Canada and been very direct that Canada, I believe, needs to spend more money on their maintenance of the Great Lakes
We are. You just led me to my next question. I mean, isn't it something like we've spent upwards of $548 million on Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and they've spent something like $37 million? I think it came out to be that they're spending 6% of what we're spending.
That is correct, and that is why I've been with members of Parliament And they have encouraged me to be me, which is to be vocal and say, this is, we share those Great Lakes. Look, I grew up on the St. Clair. I grew up in St. Clair on the St. Clair River. When I looked out my bedroom window, Canada was as close to me as, I mean, it was right there. When I was a kid, I didn't know it was another country or understand immigration. You got in your boat and just went over there. We share these waters, which at points are huge lakes and you can't see across. And in places like the Detroit River and the St. Clair River, they're right there. They're closer than many neighborhoods in the same city that you live in. But we should be sharing. It's not just our responsibility. These are by country, by national waterways, and we should be equally sharing the responsibility to keep these waters clean. And while, yes, we've had manufacturing on our side, we have contributed. You've got Sarnia up in across in the Port Huron, Marysville area. They've had a lot of companies, manufacturers on their side too, and it is a joint responsibility.
So when you go to the White House in an hour or so, what will you consider progress and that your message and the message of your colleagues from the Great Lakes State are getting through?
That the president says to me, I promise to raise it, Debbie.
Is raising it enough? How do you back it up? And are they in violation of any treaties by not being more supportive?
You know, I'm asking all of those questions, and I just think the fact that it makes an agenda for the binational dialogue is very important. And I think President Biden needs to make it clear to the Prime Minister this issue matters. Period.
So let me ask kind of an awkward question: where is this nuclear waste coming from? Is it our nuclear waste?
No.
And if it isn't. Okay.
No. It's Canadian nuclear waste.
All Canadian waste. Because I know that we were sending some hazardous waste over there once upon a time.
Yeah, but now they're very busy. They send their waste to us. Because, by the way, Michigan, I got to be careful. I always said this. I said this at a town hall meeting, and someone rescued me. But we are a state that people love to deposit trash in, because including Canadian trash. Because even these hazardous waste sites and these waste sites all around the state that are permitted, we charge 36 cents a ton for waste, when a neighboring state like Wisconsin charges $13 per ton.
Wow.
And the average charge, it's called a tipping fee, for the Midwest is above $5. We're the cheapest place to put trash, so people do.
So, Debbie, I've got a great buzzword for you. We're the Walmart of waste.
Okay.
I won't copyright it, okay? It's yours, free to use.
Thank you. We gotta take it on. We're paying attention to it now because we had some of the hazardous waste coming to us in the South. We gotta pay attention to it all the time. We need to not just be on that's happening. I didn't know. We gotta use this to educate people.
Yeah. Well, I hope I got you good and fired up for the president.
Well, can you tell?
It's time. I think let's strike while the iron is hot. Debbie, thanks so much. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate the advocacy on behalf of the Great Lakes.
Thanks, Guy. I appreciate it. Have a good Monday.
You too. Debbie Dingell. Let's quickly, have I got time? Yeah, let's quickly go to Bill in River Rouge with some thoughts on our top story of the day, which is this new legal, perhaps, entanglement for former President Trump. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Guy. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. There's a lot to get to today, and you know I love busy days.
Yeah, sure. You know, I just want to say that, like the previous caller was saying with Hillary destroying all that evidence, you know, she should have went to jail. She should have went to prison for it.
No question.
And all these lifelong politicians that are just, and the Democrats, they are just pathetic liars and get away with all this. Well, I don't even know what to say.
Well, we've already judged Hillary Clinton, Bill. What's our judgment for Donald Trump here and the turmoil that's still there?
Previous caller said they've been chasing Donald Trump since day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because he's trying to clean the swamp out. These politicians that are just sucking this country dry and selling us out. you know, we got veterans.
Okay, but bottom line, you don't care about any of this stuff. You're ready to go for Trump for 2024.
No, I actually, and that was the point I wanted to make. I would like to see Donald Trump. Hey, Donald Trump, you tried to do a good job. Just go away. You're dividing the party. There's no way we're going to beat him. If you're running and you get the nomination, what they're going to do, they're going to just...
And go with gratitude, by the way. If you go with gratitude, the deep gratitude from many Americans like you, Bill. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 345 on News Talk 760.